Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalries, public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are you doing today, Big JD?
I've been better. That's a little under the weather.
Thanks.
Wearing a sweater. A real go-getter. Am I getting better?
Yes, you're getting better.
I'm a poet, and I don't even know it.
I think you wish you were a poet.
Yeah.
Even though they probably get paid just as much as podcasters, don't they?
Poets?
Yeah.
The Poet Cast.
You know there's one of those out there.
You think so?
Yes.
I think there is a podcast for everything out there, somewhere.
What about pedophiliacs?
Pedophiliacs. I think so.
That's too bad. Sick mofos.
No, I don't know if there's a podcast regarding that topic.
Okay. You meant generally everything.
Generally everything, sure. Probably something like that includes that content or topic.
Yes,
how probably to get the bad guy kind of thing or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to tell listeners why we sound so funny? Why I sound so funny?
Well, I think we both sound funny. I think I sound a little funnier than you do. We're doing the show remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm ill.
Well, everybody knows that already, but this time it's actually affecting your body.
We're actually recording this show remotely, but on the morning of the show.
Yes.
So I don't know if anybody's going to be able to get a hold of us on Yahoo during showtime, but when you're listening to the show, it'll be at its regular scheduled time.
Or depends on when you pick it up as a podcast.
Of course.
Then it won't really matter.
No.
Other than the fact we're going to sound a little.
Yeah, this is being recorded over the phone. So you sound telephone-ish, and I sound telephone/mic-ish. And I've yet to perfect this recording procedure. And so I'm going to sound a little funky. It's got a little bit of a hollowy sound.
Right.
So, anyway.
I think it just takes money.
Yeah. Well, the money is put into the equipment. The equipment's here. It's the cabling and the routing. Something there. My end should just be picking up my mic, and it shouldn't be sending me into the phone and then back to the board somehow. So there's probably a button or a knob or something that's I don't have right. But pretty darn close.
Well, people don't want pretty darn close. They paid good money for this podcast.
when they're paying for their subscription, it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
But I am enjoying a green tea this morning. Yourself?
I am enjoying a regular cup of orange pekoe.
Nice.
It is very nice.
Green tea, as you know,
mm-hmm,
is great for a number of things.
Making your teeth green.
Yeah.
If you're going for that effect. But also, I believe it has some kind of healing ability. Or not. I don't know if it's healing more or...
It's got some antioxidant property to it, chances of lowering heart disease, and aiding against certain types of cancer.
Really?
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Green tea
is a good thing for your blood.
It's more preventative, I was going to say.
Yeah, I think preventative more so than actually curing anything.
Right.
So drinking green tea is good for you.
And I think white tea's up in that same category as well.
And why do we mention this?
Because this show is on medicine and healing.
Wow.
And just so happens, Big JD's sick.
Oh, yeah.
It's the timing. One of us had to pick to be sick during the medicine and healing show.
Isn't that ironical?
And Big JD said, I'll do it. I'll take the bullet.
Yeah.
One for the team.
So I had probably 200 people cough in my face over the past 4 days, and it worked. I got sick.
Walk up to strangers. Excuse me, could you cough in my face, please?
Yeah.
Well, obviously it worked, yes. Now, do you have any idea where you got what you're sick from?
Well, just some kind of cold thing, I guess. But I, you know, I don't feel too bad, but I just didn't want to take a chance on, you know, anybody over there at the other studio or employees catching the sickness.
Yeah, we don't want the interns getting sick over
here. That's right. So I'm just looking out for the other guy.
Yeah, that's what you're all about, Big City.
That'd be you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I don't want to get anybody sick and put them through what I've been through for the last few days. You know, it was the throat thing and the stuffed up, you know, and it kind of achy. I get a flu shot, so if it's a flu or whatever it is, it doesn't, not going to last very long, and it's not extremely, you know, it's uncomfortable and sleeping in the throat, you know, and trying to clear your congestion and stuff like that. But what do you do when you have a cold or flu?
I drink lots of water or liquids of some kind and take medicine that applies directly to the symptom that is worst on me.
Would that usually be a pill form or a liquid form medicine?
Pill. I'm a pill guy. I pop the pills. Because for the most part, it affects my sinuses. My sinuses, I think, are the weakest part of my body, other than my stomach. And if I get sick in the head with cold symptoms, usually some kind of pseudoephedrine fixes me right up. Gets you, you know, just, I don't know what it does, but it dries you up and it gets rid of the symptoms. You still feel like you got a cold and you sound like you got a cold, and but at least you're not coughing and hacking and sneezing.
Yeah, I think for me, I cannot take any kind of cough suppressant. So I can't have Neocitrin for cough and cold, but I can have it for cold and flu. I can't have cough syrup.
Really?
It'll kill me. Yeah, I'm allergic to it.
And what is it in there that you're allergic to?
I don't know what the actual ingredient is, so I just can't have cough syrup.
What happens?
And I'm sure the same ingredients in all of them. I will break out in like a hives, itchy, and then everything will swell up, and then I won't be able to breathe, and then I'll die.
Well, at least you won't think about what you're coughing anyway.
Right. I guess there's a good side to it.
That's right.
But I found that out the hard way.
You died?
And, yeah. And you'll hear more of that on the Near-Death Experience show. But
Near-Death Experience. Do you got that one down there? Yeah,
I don't think that's on there.
Okay.
But it should be. And I got another goodie, too.
It seems like as we talk, we always add a couple more. Did you add the two that we wrote down last week?
I don't know that I did.
Okay. I think you wrote it down somewhere, though.
I know you wrote it down. Did I take it or not? I don't know.
All right.
And I was thinking of identity theft. That type of fraud. Be a good show.
Yes, it's more prevalent more and more as the as our identities are spread out all over the world.
Yeah. With the use of computer, it's made it easier for people. So, yeah, for Cole, I probably could have taken something like a pseudo-fed thing or something to kind of dry me up more, you know, which I didn't really want to because I just went through that cleansing thing, so I didn't really want to pop a lot of, you know, pills and stuff right now. So I've been taking the Neocitrin for cold and flu, which seems to help, you know, makes you drowsy through the night and stuff and has acetaminophen in it. And also just for my throat, I was taking the Sepacol, the lozenges, and I think they have the highest amount of benzocaine in it, so it numbs your throat, you know?
Benzocaine.
Yeah. Benzocaine is really good after you've detoxed and cleansed your body.
You're being sarcastic, right?
Yes. But I counteract that with an extreme amount of green tea.
Extreme amount?
Yeah.
The ashier, the better.
What's that?
The ashier, the better.
Axier?
Ashier.
Oh, okay. Ashier. Ashier. Nothing to do with scissors.
No. Do you think that possibly cleansing yourself out ridded yourself of some of the antibodies that would prevent certain sicknesses from coming on you?
That's a possibility, but I think more so it's the fact that you probably to some degree bring your immunity down a little from, you know, not eating and maybe not getting all the proper nutrients, although we did eat a little more. We had, you know, some more organic food, and we had the Breuss vegetable juice and stuff like that. So there was a little bit extra, but I think still to some degree, when you've sort of stopped eating and taking in certain things. I think it can tend to bring your immunity down a little for that period of time that you're doing it until you introduce, you know, all the nutrients back in your body.
Right.
And especially for those who, you know, do a real fast or only a liquid, you know, without vitamins and minerals, like a lemon juice cleansing or something.
Yeah.
That's a possibility too, you know, and I just kind of come off that. But then again, it's the season where so many people are sick and, you know, a lot of people around me have it. And what really comes to mind is one day at physiotherapy, probably the day, 2 days before I actually got sick. And, you know, it came on like in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
The second day before that, there was a girl at physio using the equipment ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was coughing and clearly stuffed up, you know. And then I was touching everything, and I meant to, you know, I was thinking to myself, I got to go wash my hands as soon as I'm done with this stuff, you know, before I eat anything or touch anything. And I kind of forgot to do that. And that's where I think it may have come from. You know, when you're around more people and sure. In the physio atmosphere where I go, of course, for my ruined shoulder.
Ruined. It's ruined. Yeah,
it's ruined.
It'll never be the same.
Nope. So anyway, when
you
you're...
get that healed.
Yeah. Kind of in that environment, then that's what happens.
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, you go to the chiropractor and you go to the physiotherapy and there's more people around and that sort of thing. And you're touching things and equipment that other people have touched, then you're susceptible.
Sure.
You know, no one's immune, really.
No.
As immortal as I am. Sorry.
Your wife works in a place where she works with the public.
Yeah, sure. And it's possible for somebody to not catch it, but bring it to somebody else. You know, you just have it, but your body is immune enough not to, you know, have it react, yet you can transfer it to somebody maybe in a handshake or, you know.
A kiss.
A kiss, sure. That'll work.
Yep. And your wife is a relatively healthy person as well. Like, she takes care of herself.
Yeah.
And
yep. She, well, it's, you know, knock on wood, she hasn't gotten sick. Well, I've been sick over the last couple few days, so.
Right.
That's good, and hopefully she doesn't, so.
And she's got those strong Eastern European genes in her that I think prevents those people from getting sick very often.
Yeah, she doesn't get sick very often, so.
Yeah.
Neither do I, really. And when I do, it's fairly light usually, so I guess it's got its good side as well.
Well, tell us, what are the good sides of getting sick? There is a reason why we get sick.
Yeah, so we can lose a few pounds. That always happens.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, okay. What's the good reason for getting sick? Did you build an antibody?
You build your antibodies, and it gets rid of crap in your body that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten rid of. It would stay in there.
Yeah. Poisons and toxins of some kind.
Right. So we get rid of that crap when we get sick. So it's actually, believe it or not, I think it's a good thing to get sick every once in a while. Because mm-hmm. I know that once I'm done being sick, I always feel better than I did before I got sick.
Yeah.
That's strange.
And certainly better than you do while you were sick.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah. Knock on wood, I haven't been sick this whole winter yet, really.
Well, that's good.
Honestly, though, just before I left to go to San Francisco, I was sniffling, I had coughing, runny nose, chills. I'm thinking, oh, nice, I'm going to get sick before I go away. And then when I got there, I felt fine.
Boy, that's
weird.
Good.
Like, I was like full-blown, you know, the mucus leaking out of your nose, you don't even feel it till it hits your lips, like, you know, just like water.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I thought for sure I was done for, but...
Maybe it was just a fear of flying.
No. Fear of sitting in the middle seat on the plane.
Yeah. Between two big men.
Mm-hmm.
Big hairy men.
Turns out I didn't sit next to anybody.
Naked.
Except John Tupper.
Mm-hmm. It all comes back to John Tupper. Always.
I know. I bet you I meet that guy again sometime in my life.
By the way, don't forget my party on Friday, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll make sure I bring a friend or two.
Just bring a Johnny.
Bring a Johnny?
Johnny Tupper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So natural medicine, and which I guess would be referred to as naturopathic, and then homeopathic medicine, which is a little different than that. And then, of course, you got traditional medicine. Do you favor anything particular?
I think if there is a homeopathic approach to getting well or making something that doesn't feel good on me better, I would go that route if I could. Do you know of any homeopathic or holistic ways of getting relieving your cold symptoms?
Homeopathic cold symptom.
Well, before we go any further, what is homeopathic? To our listeners, do you have a definition in front of you?
Yeah, homeopathic is what was created in the late 18th century mm-hmm. by a German physician, actually Samuel Hahnemann. That's who it was. And anyway, the remedies are made from substances that, in diluted form, cause symptoms similar to the disease they aim to treat.
Okay.
So it's something that's going to give you those symptoms in a very, very diluted form. Sometimes they dilute it to the so extreme that there's not any, that none of this original substance remains.
Oh, really?
It's still got a therapeutic value. And, that's what they use to, develop, a way to get rid of what it is that ails you.
And isn't that true with the flu shot?
Yeah, that's a similar type thing, of course, but, I guess, yeah, I guess it would be the same because it's not actual, it's made from, you know, some, what is it? Chicken something. The flu
poop.
Shot is, what is it?
Poop?
No, no.
Beaks? Chicken beaks.
Something to do with chickens. But they say chickens or eggs, if you're allergic to egg, you can't have the flu shot. So it's, I don't know exactly
okay,
what the...
Okay, I just learned something. I love this show. You teach me something every week.
Yeah.
Didn't know you can have a flu shot if you're allergic to eggs.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's made from, I just can't remember what it is, chicken something or other. Chicken soup?
Mm-mm.
Chicken noodle soup, that's it. They inject you with chicken noodle soup.
I doubt it. But
makes you feel good.
Whenever one of my kids gets sick,
uh-huh.
Kim whips out the chicken noodle soup. She's killer at it. She makes a wicked chicken noodle soup.
See, you know, isn't that funny that the chicken noodle soup has something in it, you know, to aid in your being sick with a cold or flu, and the flu shot has something to do with chickens and eggs and the fact that you can't have eggs, you shouldn't have a flu shot.
Right.
It all ties in somehow.
Somehow. And
it's we're not beyond the scope of today's Jabbercast.
Yeah,
we're not doctors.
Well, isn't that what the D and J D?
I play doctor sometime, but I'm not a real doctor.
I play doctor.
So that's homeopathic. And a lot of people think that when they think of the word homeopathic, that's what they think of as of the naturopathic. You know, the two aren't really the same. So,
And I'm guilty of that as well.
With naturopathic, known as naturopathy, maybe some people say it different, naturopathy, or who knows what. But anyway, naturopathic practices include a broad array of different modalities. Manual therapy, hydrotherapy, herbalism, acupuncture, those kind of things, like a natural remedy.
Yeah.
Whereas homeopathy isn't, it not necessarily, you can sort of classify it as a natural remedy, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the substance that's used is always natural. So, you know, it could be, you know, some type of a medicine or chemical that's just diluted so much and then, you know, whereas naturopathic aromatherapy, you know, things like that, it's the kind of thing where, you know, maybe instead of taking something like naproxen for your muscle aches, you'll put Epsom salt in a bath
mm-hmm.
instead. You know, it's naturopathic.
Yeah, that's what I'm more apt to do if I can.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you have to ingest something all the time either. I mean, aromatherapy, you ingest, you know, in a way a scent by, you know, scent.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you're not necessarily taking a pill or, you know.
Right.
Just like the Epsom salt thing, you're not taking a muscle relaxant. You know, you're relaxing your muscles in another way. And even massage therapy would be considered a naturopathic remedy.
Sure. I know that gets rid of a lot of crap in my body. All the knots and stuff in your muscles, they release themselves. And
right.
That's just, it's a poison of some kind, isn't it?
Not necessarily a poison. Ah. It's a tension when they're knotted up. They're tight, and chiropractic can be considered naturopathic.
I'm into both of those things, massage therapy and chiropractic.
Yeah, very great. And for people that, you know, haven't experienced a chiropractor for aches and pains or back, especially back pain, neck pain, you don't know what you're missing. Some people are terrified of that or say they'll never go, or I've never been, I would never go to one, or I'm afraid, or, you know, but it's, it can be fantastic for you.
Sure can. Do you go to a person who is a hands-on person, or do you see an active guy, a guy who's a gun type thing?
I see a hands-on guy who just got into now a machine, and the name of his actual machine escapes me, and it would have been nice to get a little interview with him for the show, but he just went machine, just took classes for this machine, and what are you talking about by saying gun?
It's called an activator, is actually what
it's the little thing that he holds.
Yeah.
And it just, it's like a trigger.
Yeah.
And it just hits that point that's basically got a knot in your back, say, or somewhere.
Right.
And is, you know, supposed to release that. Well, he's just got this machine, and it gives out a digital readout of what happens when that happens. Excuse me. But the machine works on that format, and the thing that he holds is one of those guns, like he would with the little, just a little manual one. But it instead of just one click, it'll click like a machine gun and hit you. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice.
And it gets a readout on the screen of what it does in that spot with the muscle, and if it relaxed, and it shows the graph and everything. And it's a whole new thing in chiropractic now, actually. And it's based, though, on that little gun. So that's opening up a whole new thing, and where they don't have to necessarily crack you or twist you, or, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Which sometimes can freak a lot of people out, especially getting your neck cracked. You see that in a movie, and it kills somebody.
But this feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as an exact science as the activator, or even more so the device that your doctor is using.
Yeah, this is a whole new thing now, and it's pretty neat, I gotta say. It's a real advancement, you know, especially in technology for a chiropractor, because a chiropractor was so naturopathic, hands-on, you know, approach, and now this is still naturopathic, I guess, but I mean, it's, you know, you can see how technology can take things into a whole new dimension.
Sure. I mean, not that long ago, there were no chiropractors. You know, they were like...
You know, chiropractors are still looked down on, I think, in the medical community to some degree.
Guaranteed.
And
I know my doctor looks at me like, yeah, okay, that's whatever. Here, take this pill instead.
Yeah. So. It's so wrong. The medical community just, you know, kind of shies away from the naturopathic. And it's kind of unfortunate. Sometimes you come across a doctor, a medical doctor, an MD, or a physician that's actually... you know, half and half kind of thing, or he's into naturopathic, which is, you know, really good, and it's a brilliant way to go, a great person to see, I would think, but unfortunately, chiropractors are looked down on to some degree, I think, and that's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate, and it's this whole mentality of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Are the only way to go. Surgery or pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, because they're are usually alternatives.
Well, yeah. And
or at least to try.
There's only one motivation for either one of those, and that's they're money-making things.
Sure.
You know, that shouldn't be the driving force behind what treatment you should get in any case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's too bad that those... I think eventually they'll be neck and neck as people realize that the surgery and this pharmaceutical stuff will only take you so far. Even though they are, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are coming out with some new and fantastic medicines that supposedly, you know, treat stuff that we never thought we could treat.
Oh yeah, there's incredible advancements in real medicine, and it's you know, definitely a good thing. You can't shun them, for sure. And we'll come back to more of that after these messages.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
If you've been to the WKBR website at wkbr.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
We are back.
And we were talking about?
We were just discussing where pharmaceuticals are taking us as far as, curing stuff that we never thought we could.
They can take you on a high.
They sure can. They can fix your erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. Something's probably better so than naturopathic. You know, there are definitely some things that are, a quick fix or a, you may want to stay away from them, but the fact still remains in many cases that traditional medicine is, sometimes the way to go as far as maybe having to take, when you have a flu or a cold, they give you, what is it they give you? The main thing you usually go and get all the time. The name, I don't know why the name escapes me. I haven't had them for a long time, but you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not.
You go to the doctor and you get an antibiotic.
Okay.
Sorry. The most common thing practically.
Yes.
But an antibiotic is usually the quick fix for, here's another one. What is it? A viral infection.
Yes, and most people have viral infections, I think.
Yeah.
But for a long time, doctors would just throw antibiotics at you just in case it was a bacterial infection.
Right.
As opposed to viral. And oftentimes it didn't do anything except boost the strength of the virus that was in you.
Right.
Because you're throwing something at it that's not necessarily going to cure it, but it's fighting it, so it strengthens all these viruses. And most of the cold viruses are rhinoviruses for the most part, which are strains of viruses that are susceptible to your sinus and your nose area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for the most part, pharmaceuticals are based on natural ingredients, are they not?
I think in many or most cases, yeah. But then again, I mean, you can pretty much say that most anything is anyway. It's a resource that we get here from our planet,
Yes.
So.
Or it's based on something from our planet.
And the thing is that some will be synthetic.
Yes, exactly.
Which,
yeah.
is a man-made source, but, some still are derived from something natural. But at the same time, I think what it really is pertaining to with the traditional medicine is probably its potency. It's very, very potent, very strong, whereas naturopathic or homeopathic medicines are not going to be that potent, that strong.
Mm-hmm.
May be required for a longer duration, but yep. It's more natural and not... may not have quite an effect on your body as a traditional medication will.
That's right.
Or the adverse side effects.
What do you mean, like?
A side effect from taking something, even the ones that they promote on TV all the time. Oh, you take this for your, whatever your problem is, and you can't have it. It may cause heart disease. It may cause this, may cause that, where you don't get that with homeopathic
right.
medication. Not to say that there aren't, homeopathic or natural medicines that, can do something wrong to you or that you shouldn't have or that you could be allergic to, but they're definitely not as in the same concentrated strength as traditional medication is.
I'm trying to think of the name of that doctor who, she has a show on.
Zhivago?
Who?
Zhivago.
No, the woman doctor, she has a show on... CKLW late night.
Oh yeah, her husband passed away. Wasn't it his show?
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember her name either.
Dr. Laura?
Is it Dr. Laura? Yeah, you might be right. There was a guy that used to be on there, had his show on too, Dr. Merkin. You remember him?
Oh yeah.
He was pretty good. Anything that anybody called in and said about their doctor, it was wrong. Dr. Merkin had all the answers.
Oh really?
He was pretty funny, yeah. But he was good, and I like listening to him talk. But yeah, I know the doctor woman that you're talking about, and she's all for homeopathic.
For sure.
Naturopathic.
Yeah, that's what they... and lately they've been mostly talking about keeping your health, keeping the health you have, keeping your... And a lot of it is your stomach. They're really concentrating on your stomach and your heart as far as keeping those areas of your body in prime condition, because the bacteria that lives in your stomach that basically eats all the food up that you digest, there's a certain balance there. And when that balance is off, it affects your whole well-being. And she gets people on there who talk about what you can do, what you can eat, and certain supplements you can have to keep your stomach balance at a good point to prevent other bad things from happening to you.
Yep, that's the nail right on the head there. It's what you ingest, you know? What you take in is what runs your body. That's your fuel. And if, you know, you constantly take in garbage, then, you know, you're going to have issues.
That's right, you're going to have garbage issues.
Yeah. So, you, you know, I think everyone needs to at least try and eat the best that they can, you know, the best foods. And there's a lot of goodies out there that are awfully tasty and hard to
resist.
Yeah, hard to resist. But, you know, if you keep on the track of, you know, eating as healthy as you can,
right,
then, you know, your chances that you'll have problems and issues, especially as we grow older and things change in your body, and it's, you know, it can get easier for you to be sick. And, you know, a lot of things sort of plummet as you get older, but, and that's all the more reason that you should, you know, try to take care of yourself. And I think that also includes a little bit of pampering, you know, some of the naturopathic, you know, maybe your muscles aren't aching, but what's wrong with sitting in a bath with Epsom salt and some herbal scents that promote well-being or feeling good and relaxing, you know?
Exactly.
That's good. And that's sort of, you could look at, I guess, as a preventative medicine. And also just something that de-stresses you and just makes you feel good overall.
Yeah.
You know, those types of things, whether it's that or...
Massage therapy,
just anything, something for yourself. And honestly, even something as like for women to go have a pedicure, a manicure or something, or guys even, you know, it doesn't matter. But I mean, you're doing something for yourself, you know, go get yourself a haircut. Maybe you usually shave your own head or cut your hair, or your wife does it, or your husband or something. But I mean, you know, go get something done for yourself. Enjoy yourself sometimes. And, you know, stress is a big issue in, you know, most anybody's life.
What have you done for yourself lately, Big JD?
You know, I was just looking in the mirror this morning, and I said, Big JD, what have you done for me lately? Well, unfortunately, I've been a little under the weather, but I, last night, had a nice, hot, whirlpool bath with Epsom salt and some herbal scents.
You guys got jets in your tub?
Yeah.
Nice. Good stuff.
So I did that. I mean, I guess it took me being sick to actually have a girly bath, but you know, it felt good. Had a three candles lit.
Couple three.
A little coast to coast on. And just relaxed in the tub for a while, man, with one of those blow up pillow things.
Coast to coast. No Burt Bacharach, no Diana Krall.
Yeah.
Coast to coast.
Yeah. Enjoying something on UFOs and parallel realities. Hey!
Now, I wonder if the people who drive those UFOs, do they get sick?
I don't know. I think they're far enough advanced that they probably don't get sick like we do.
I think you're right, sir. You want to get into the healing that is not necessarily standard type of healing, like remote healing or faith healing?
Absolutely.
And now, if people listened to the show about a month ago, they know that you went to a, what was the name of it?
The Silva Seminar, Silva Course.
And they talked about remote stuff, not necessarily healing all the, but a lot of power of the mind type stuff And did they talk about remote healing specifically?
Yeah, it was that was something that was very specific. A lot of the remote area of learning there was on healing. You were taught the different areas of the body and the insides of the body, and
like an anatomy class,
sort of.
Wow.
So that you sort of know what to look for, where to go for certain ailments, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, techniques on getting inside the body, and some of that included was getting inside certain types of metal, and getting inside some certain plant life, leaves and things.
Wow.
And you know, we'd actually feel metals, smell metals, leaves and things like that, and that would be, you know, you're learning on differentiating between certain types. And then we'd like basically remotely through the mind get inside these articles, and that was humans was inclusive, humans and animals, and it was quite a learning experience. And the remote viewing thing is I think it's rather incredible. I know the Army used it quite extensively for some time, and I don't know that they actually fund any remote viewing programs now, although they may. Who knows what they really do. But just from sources that I've heard is that it was a big thing in the past, and I don't know if it's something that they're still doing. But then again, I know some of the biggest remote viewers are working on certain projects like the Bin Laden thing and all that kind of stuff for viewing.
Wow.
But remote healing, yeah, that was a big thing we touched on, and it's I would urge anybody to look into that stuff. It's very good and can be very helpful.
Now, I know there are people who go to the hospitals, actually, and talk to people and have people, you know, not lay, but hover their hands over them, or they'll tell them, you go home and I'll try to get a hold of you between this time and this time. And I just want you to be laying somewhere still in your house, and I'll be doing whatever they do
mm-hmm.
from wherever they are.
Yep. That's remote healing, and I've heard some incredible stories about remote healing, and it's all based on, you know, remotely casting your energy elsewhere to heal somebody. And I don't know, I'm a believer that it works, or it can work. I'm not saying that it works every time. I mean, I think the person healing, you know, has to have you know, a knowledge on what they're doing and how to do it, and you know what I mean, may need to be you know, perceptible to doing those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting into their mind kind of thing,
right?
And their subconscious and that sort of thing. So but I am a believer in it for sure.
I can't doubt it myself. You had a lot of interesting experiences out there in the Silva Mind course you took.
I did, and we did some remote viewing, and I was told, and I see that, you know, just from looking at you know, the documentation and everything from my remote viewing experience, I was like pretty much 100% right on. For remote viewing itself, and for well, the other I didn't actually heal, but I did remote viewing on illness and ailments,
mm-hmm.
and I did very well. I'm kind of in tune with that side. It would be fun to develop it more. It seems like though it's hard, you know, kind of hard pressed for time sometimes to really, you know, it takes quite a bit to actually do that and work at it constantly and every day.
For sure.
So
yeah.
It's a little bit tough in that respect, but it's pretty neat.
And as far as your state of mind that you have to be in, it's pretty intense, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Definitely is. It's not you know, it's you're getting into another state, and you're tapping into your subconscious, and you're kind of putting your energy out elsewhere, and it's you know, if at first you might look at it, it's kind of weird or strange, or you know, but it's certainly different.
That's for sure. Are you familiar with any faith healing techniques or people? Or
absolutely.
I know my dad. He went and saw this woman, Catherine Kuhlman.
Mm-hmm.
She was around in the 80s and maybe even the 70s before that. She's dead now, I know. And now that my dad has cancer, he's, you know, he's back. He read all of her books now, and you know, he's into the faith healing
type
of study. And she was an amazing woman. She'd go to somewhere, like I think he went and saw her in London and Pittsburgh, and whenever all the gigs she did around here.
Okay.
And it'd be, you know, people going up there in wheelchairs, and she would just, you know, put her hand on her, on the person, and they would get up and walk away. And he knew one lady. She brought her son, who had not prosthetics, but it was like a metal housing around his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just basically useless.
Yeah, like Forrest Gump had something around his legs.
Exactly,
for a while.
It was the same. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. And he had to use a type of crutch that mm-hmm. went around his arm and it braced on his elbow, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she knew this woman for years and years, and so she finally brought her son, and he was cured that night. So,
wow.
Yeah. Some wild.
Brought him in with prosthetic legs, and he walked out with real legs.
And he walked out with his, he took all the crap off, and he was fine. Like, you think, how can that happen? And where's the physiotherapy? These muscles haven't been working forever, you know? How can someone just walk all of a sudden on muscles they haven't even used?
Yeah, the mind is very powerful.
Yes,
and I think it just may have a lot to do with that, you know?
It could.
More so even than the actual body part actually, you know, being useful. The mind can, I think, change that.
Catherine Coleman was always telling people, I don't cure people. And she goes, I'm just a conduit, you know, an agent of a higher power that's coming through me, and I'm just taking that power and putting it into you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So she never wanted people to think she was curing people.
Right.
She always wanted to just know that, you know, I'm just, I'm to plug in. I plug into me and I'll fix you up.
And, you know, it always amazes me how much your dad gets into this stuff.
He's, yeah.
He seems like a kind of a sponge for learning and information and knowledge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all he did for a good part of his life. Went to school until he was 45 years old.
Then he. Yeah. I can't think of most people's dads I know that are, open-minded and wanting to learn, and especially about things that are like more like the faith healing thing or psychological stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's so cool.
Yeah. If he was into medicine, he'd have his PhD 100 times over.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's into more of the process of thought and logic and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mind stuff.
Mind stuff, yes. If you want to put it in that term.
They call that MS.
MS?
Mind stuff.
Oh, I thought that was multiple sclerosis.
Oh, more than one?
More than one MS, yes.
Is that like a paraplegics?
A pair of them, yes. I don't know what a paraplegic is.
It's one of those guys that comes and puts those things on your chest to revive you.
It's a paramedic.
Oh.
I had a paramedic over here yesterday.
Two of them?
No, just one of them.
Well, we'll take a break and we'll come back to some more fun healing and medicine talk.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca. Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host, the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
That's right, bigjd.com. You can check out the sites that we host and some other shows that I do. I don't know if I still have, I only have one page up now.
What do you mean?
The Big JD site is no longer a whole bunch of pages, so I don't have as much information on there as I did before. But how else can our listeners get the Jabbercast?
Ask your friends. See if they got it. Oh, no, that's probably not the best way. You go to thejabbercast.com.
And that's easy.
There you'll see kind of a revamped version of the Jabbercast webpage. And along the left-hand side there you see podcasts is one of the menu items. And you just click there, and then you'll be able to either subscribe to the show or listen to it. Well, that's it. You're just going to subscribe to it, and you're going to get it in iTunes. That's the way to do it. Or you could obviously listen to it on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock on WKBR.ca.
Yeah, just to differentiate there, you can go to iTunes and subscribe to the Jabbercast, have it download automatically to iTunes and to your iPod, listen to it on the go. And as well on that page, though, you can go to the RSS feed in your browser and listen to shows or subscribe that way. But we always prefer you go to iTunes and subscribe to the show in all our shows. Do a search there for Big JD and you'll come up with all the shows we do.
BigJD.com.
And as well, you can go to the contact page and leave us a message via the My Chingo recorder. You can leave us an ID if you'd like us to play an ID telling us that you're listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can leave us a show topic idea. You can leave us maybe possibly a story based on an upcoming show that mm-hmm. we can air during that show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So it's pretty easy. You just hit the leave us a message button there and record your message into your own computer as long as you have a microphone. So that's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. I know that you left a link there for the RSS page, which shows up great in Safari for all us Mac users.
Mm-hmm.
What happens for someone who's on a Windows site?
Does that really matter? I think it says right there on the homepage that we just don't care.
No.
Well, I believe now that Internet Explorer is RSS capable.
Oh, is it okay?
It should show up fine.
All right.
And if it doesn't, I know people that have had problems. They'll do it and it's just all scrambled code. But in that code, you'll actually find the links to the shows because you just scroll down and you'll see like show 52 such and such MP3. Then you can actually click on that and listen.
The link will still be a link.
Yeah, the links will still be a link. It'll show up as a link basically. And even if that doesn't happen, you could copy the HTTP blah, 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 blah MP3 and paste that in your browser and go direct to it. It makes it a little harder.
Sure.
So everybody should just go out and buy a Mac.
No, Firefox works just fine.
Yeah, or use another browser.
Yeah.
Something that's RSS enabled and up with the times.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Are we going to talk about healing your computer? No.
Or healing via your computer?
Yes. Well, getting a Mac will definitely reduce the stress, and stress is definitely a big cause of a lot of people's sicknesses.
Yeah, stress will bring on a lot of ailments, and stress can kill. Definitely stress can kill.
For sure. Too much stress will definitely, it's too much wear and tear on your body.
Yeah. No, and you absolutely have to find a way to de-stress and get rid of stress, get to the root of stress and eliminate it from your life. Really. If you're uptight or you're depressed, you really have to get rid of the stress. And you have to get to the root of what that is. And it may require medication. It may not. It may just require you getting in tune with what's going on, you know, even for your own self, in your own mind, and, you know, make arrangements with yourself, you might say,
mm-hmm.
to think differently, act differently, change something about yourself, you know, without you changing, other things won't change if you can't change, you know?
That's right. Even if it means going to like a guy who can get into your past, because I think a lot of people are stressed because they were stressed from when they were kids. They just had this stressed out kind of way of living.
Oh yeah,
and they didn't. They don't know any other way. This is just a natural way, and this is what I am. But take it down a notch and go see somebody, and maybe they can find out that something in your past mm-hmm. was causing this stress that you've had for your entire life.
That would be like a hypnotist specializing in regression of some type, past life regression, because a lot of things can stem from a past life. And you will actually find things that stress you in this life, or possibly just regressing you to an earlier time, like Lippo says, to, you know, maybe a time in your teens or childhood or, you know, when you were little that you just have no recollection of. But you'll actually get to that point. And those are those trigger points that you want to release, actually. The release point in your life that you have to be aware of to be able to do anything about it.
That's right. So I'm thinking, like, you go to a hypnotist and they bring you back to, like, when you're a kid. But do a lot of them go into past life?
No, I don't think everybody goes into past life, no. I think that's a specialized field. Specializing in past life regression is something different, I think, than just, you know, taking you back to, you know, childhood and that sort of thing. I think there's some knowledge and study that goes into actual past life regression, because I think it's a little bit different. And I don't know.
Because that seems like such a daunting thing. Like, you know, I'm being affected by something that happened to me in a previous life.
Yeah, I think you'd probably have to either be willing, you know, to go that far or be into that sort of thing, like, you know, maybe a believer in past life and reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why you'd want to go, because especially if, you know, your life has been, you know, okay, and there's no real apparent reason why you should feel the way you do or be stressed or depressed like you are. And, you know, you may find that it's from another time. If you believe that, and if you don't, well, maybe it's worth a try anyway.
Sure. Yeah. Give it a whirl, and then you might find out something enlightening that might help you become a better person.
Sure. And if it does, then that's good. You know, I mean, even when somebody takes a placebo and it cures them, I mean, what's really wrong with that?
Yeah. What's up with that?
You know, but I mean, it just shows how strong your mind is.
Yep. Our minds are untapped as far as the power they have.
And for all you drug users, mind is a beautiful thing to waste. Did you ever hear that? It used to be a commercial, I think, on TV. The mind is a beautiful thing to waste.
Yes. Along the same lines of this is your brain on drugs with the egg and the frying pan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I don't know if it was even specifically drugs. It could have been an education thing or something. But an education, you know, knowledge can sometimes be... the antidote.
Positively. Just knowing.
And when you mentioned something about computers curing people or curing your computer, actually, but can your computer cure you of an ailment? Well, it can do a pretty close job by giving you the tools and the information. You know, if you're not a big computer user, you don't have one, especially if you have, you know, a history of sickness or illness or, you know, folks in your family or something. You can't beat the knowledge that you can search for on the computer.
That's for sure.
You know, and if you don't have a computer and you're on this medication and that medication and, you know, things maybe aren't working and this and that and the other thing, get yourself a computer. Take a look at, you know, your ailments and the things that people say. And there's so many forums out there where you can get on where other people have the same problems. And especially if you think you're alone, you know? Like,
yes.
Geez, am I the only one that has this? Like, and I'm on all this medication, and I don't have anybody to talk to but my doctor who gives me this, and it doesn't work. And, well, you can go talk and get in on a community of, you know, dozens or hundreds or thousands of people that goes through the same thing you are. And it's just incredible. And, you know, not only finding out all that information and maybe finding, you know, other things to try and that, but just being involved in some type of a community where other folks are going through the same thing that you are, that can do a world of good for somebody.
Sure. It can help a lot in the healing process.
You know, you could go the long route and there may be some type of support groups in your community where folks get together on a, you know, maybe a certain night and, you know, they're involved in the same thing, but the computer is, makes things so simple.
Sure. As long as you don't get a Windows machine, because then you'll have stress and then you'll...
Well, that's right. That'll cause more problems. You'll get viruses and everything.
Not rhinoviruses either.
No. Worms.
Worms, yes. My cat's got worms.
Tapeworm virus.
Yuck.
So I think that we're pretty close to getting into the jabber quote.
Fire it up.
See, I cut it out before the last and I did it myself.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Do you have a quote over there, Big JD?
You know what? I have a quote that is what was the title of a past show. And I don't think we actually used the quote, if I'm not mistaken, but we may have. Okay. But I sort of do. But do you have a quote?
Yeah.
Okay. Give us yours.
Okay, this is from Hubert H. Humphrey.
Ooh, Hube Hump.
And do you know who he was?
Why, yeah. Go on.
He was the 38th U.S. Vice President.
That's right.
Under Lyndon Johnson. The greatest healing therapy is friendship and love. That's it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That's very general in terms of it's kind of interesting that a vice president would say something like that. The greatest healing therapy is, and we didn't even talk about laughing. Laughing's nothing.
That was mine. Laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it's true, and while it may be hard to laugh when you're sick or if, you know, there's some type of major trauma in your life, but if you can find good in something bad, I think that it will help.
Positively.
You know?
There is good in everything.
There is. You may not think so. You may not realize it. You may not believe it, but there is always good in everything.
Yes.
It's a matter of finding it.
Another quote that I have is something that you and I can relate to being musicians. This is from Billy Joel. He says, "I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by. No matter what culture we're from, everyone loves music."
That's absolutely correct.
I know when I used to, as far as healing goes, when I was feeling, as a teenager, you know, you got hormones going crazy and whatever. And I always found that when I go and played my guitar, I always found that when I was done playing my guitar, I was never in the same frame of mind as I was before I started playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good thing. So I took it upon myself to play as much as I could back then. I wish I could do that now.
Yeah, music can take you away, whether you're playing an instrument or actually listening to music. You know, it's. I think music is mind-altering to some degree or another. And, you know, it can affect your mind in the way you feel, depending, I guess, on what you're listening to. So, you know, I think music can be very therapeutic.
Positively. I've just listened to an author just recently on CBC, and he wrote a whole book about it. I wish I could remember what it was, but he was talking about the healing qualities of music and what your brain does when you're listening to music and what mm-hmm. parts of your brain are at work, and it's a part of your brain that you don't ever use for anything else.
Yep.
And it's the metered timing of it, like it puts some kind of order in, like, you know, you got to think in an ordered fashion, even though you're not even thinking of this when,
right,
you,
yeah.
when you tap on your foot, but it's a part of your brain that is specifically in tuned with that. And it can really align certain things in your brain so that when you're done, you feel more whole or, you know, a better person when you're done.
And for you moms and dads out there, when your kids are listening to some crazy, grungy, distorted, fast-paced rock and roll, heavy metal, goth, whatever it is, in many or most cases, it can be a good thing for them.
Yes.
You know, yeah. It's not always a bad thing. I think that's it's the way it's perceived to them, you know?
For sure.
If they are upset and go in the room and you hear this crazy music and it, you know, they come out feeling better probably.
Yes.
It's all dependent on the person, so don't tell them they shouldn't be doing that.
No, the brain or the parent should be, be more supportive of whatever music that your kid listens to, because it's music. Your kids listen to music.
That's right.
Do it. It's good for them.
So there you have that, and pretty much wrapping up our wonderful show on healing and medicine. No.
Yes. Do you feel better?
I do a little. You know, talking. That's always helpful.
Sure. That's a woman thing.
Yes.
Women got to talk.
Yeah.
And they feel better when they're done doing it.
And speaking of kids.
What? Yes.
Next week, kids in sports. Are your kids enrolled in sports? Why or why not? Should they be?
Uh-huh.
Are you afraid of them getting hurt? Being on a sports team, perhaps. And do you not want to shell out the dough for equipment? Hopefully some listeners let us know their take.
On kids and sports.
That's right.
This is almost along the same lines as our Hockey Moms show.
Yeah, sort of.
Except not as specific.
Yeah. Sports in general. Kids and sports. So that's next week on the Jabbercast. And
it's going to do it.
Yeah. We'll see everybody next week, I guess. That's it.
Thanks a lot for listening.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.